This has been happening ever since we started having Ebola cases. There have been deaths, but the survival rate has been quite high, 36, 35, sometimes even 40%. We have so far 652 survivors today. Even the new treatment center that was put up by the police and the military at the police training school on the 19th of September, at the beginning of the lockdown, has passed out about 134 people today with the Ebola-free, and believe that they are doing the right things, because if we can have up to 652 survivors, it means there must be something that is being done right. It is to strengthen this, to enforce this, and also to capacitate those people who are doing that so that they can do much more. So that is the good story. Every time you hear Ebola, it's about the deaths and the infections and all that. Yes, it is true, but we are also making strides in trying to get people healed from this disease. So I thank you very much for this opportunity.
How were they treated, especially when people say that there is no known cure for the treatment of the Ebola disease?
Well, Ebola is caused by a virus, we're told. This virus is new in the region. But the symptoms of the disease that it present are not new symptoms. These are diarrhea. These are cholera-type symptoms, fever, malaria, and all that, for which we have known cures. So what the doctors do is that they treat the symptoms, and then they try and strengthen the immunity by giving them good nutrition and also giving them some vitamin supplements. And this is why we believe that they are able to withstand the disease. So once that is done, the people are tested again and over, and they still return negative. So I believe that this roundabout way is a cure, even if we don't have a direct silver bullet to do it.
What does this discharge mean to the fight against the Ebola virus that has been infecting some people in Sierra Leone for some time now?
Well, the discharge means hope for people. It means hope for even those who have not yet contracted the disease, and hopefully they will not contract it. Because if the disease has survivors, then it means there must be a way out. The impression that was given before is that when Ebola catches anybody, it's a death sentence. But now we know that through some very intuitive and imaginative treatments, people are coming out of this. And it is also then a ray of hope for those who are still ill, for those who are suspects, but for the rest of the population, there is hope that we can control this disease eventually.
With this level of successes, will there be a transfer of knowledge or the sharing of this knowledge with neighboring countries who are battling the disease as well?
Well, I think all the neighboring countries are doing that too, because I understand even we have 652 survivors here. Liberia has about 1,000 who have survived because they have larger cases there. They have about 3,000 who have died. For us, we have 962 confirmed deaths and 652 survivors. Guinea also is reporting survivors. So we know that there is knowledge that can be shared among us. But what Nigeria has done and declared yesterday is that the success story will be shared among us here. And I understand that the CDC, the Center for Disease Control in Nigeria, is going to send about 590 personnel into the region to help us with the Nigerian story and how they have managed to control that virus. Yes, we are open to knowledge sharing. We are open to engaging each other to see how we can improve the response and the care for this disease.